Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, you know, we're always turning up the dial. We're always moving the meter. We always want to bring you better and better and better guests on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, and, well, we might have outdone ourselves today. This individual, Jeffrey Gittimer, is a New York Times best-selling author. Many times over, that one book of his many that you may have seen and read is The Little Red Book of Selling, one of the classic sales books of all time, and arguably the best-selling sales book of all time. 100 presentations a year, Jeffrey's traveling around the country endlessly, spreading his gospel of sales success. He has the largest corporate clients on the planet. We won't read them. They're the who's who of the Fortune 100. He's in front of millions. That's with an M, wholesalers. You know, I'm in front of 10,000, 20,000. He's in front of millions of readers every week with his syndicated column, Sales Moves, and another 500,000 get his stuff through Sales Caffeine. We'll hook up the website at wholesalermasterminds.com so you can visit him. But in the meantime, Jeffrey Gittimer, what an honor to have you at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thank you for that very humbling piece of information. Just as a matter of fact, The Little Red Book of Selling is the best-selling sales book of all time.
So no
question. Amazing. I mean, every time I say it, it gives myself the goosebumps.
I can only imagine. I don't want to take all qualifiers off of it. It is an unqualified.
And it's still selling. I mean, it still sells like hell. 10 years old, still sells like hell.
That's awesome. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to take a look at some of the other publications, and there are many. You have one called The 21 and a Half Unbreakable Laws of Selling.
Right, it's my newest book on sales, and the reason that I wrote it is because I don't think you can write the laws until you've written the books. And it gives you a sort of historical overview, sometimes hysterical overview, of what selling is and what it has become. And what I did is I took the rules of the game, as it were, and laid them out. I said, look, you can break the rules, but you cannot break the laws. You can bend the rules, but you cannot break the laws. There are certain unbelievable laws unbreakable laws that when a salesperson looks at them, they go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And if you want to know why you lost the sale, it's real easy. Go back and review the laws. I guarantee you broke one of them.
Let's dive into a few. Clearly, folks should buy the book to get all 21. And by the way, what's the half? Because we have to know.
The half is the glue. The last law, or the half piece, first of all, separates my list from everybody else's list.
Yep.
Second of all, it tells you how everything ties together, either mentally or emotionally. So, for example, in this book, it's love it or leave it. 21.5 law is love it or leave it. And the reason I put that in there is because if you don't love what you do, you're never going to achieve the success that you're hoping for. You'll rise to some level of mediocrity and then done. You know, you become complacent or you become even cynical and you go, you know, this isn't working or it ain't like it used to be. Well, dude, A, candy bars are no longer a nickel. They're $1.49 at the airport plus tax, and the person selling it to you doesn't even look at you. And second of all, if you don't have a passion for what you do, your customer's going to feel that. They're going to feel that you're just going through the slides or going through the motions in order to try to earn a commission.
Wholesalers, you listening to what Jeffrey's saying there? So we didn't even start talking about the main content, and already there's something really important to underscore, wholesalers. That whole
Thank
notion
you.
Of passion, right? Passion and how you're going to apply it to your practice.
Well, it's how do you present yourself? You know, there are people who present themselves in a certain way, and they're, you know, unfortunately, you're in a business where everyone tries to be professional. They're still wearing ties. They're still, you know, talking to wealthy people about their money, which is a very important thing. But you know what? Wealthy people aren't wearing suits anymore. And the wealthier they are, the more leisure they've become. And the more they own an old car instead of a brand new car.
Yeah.
Other than Tesla, which I think is the car of tomorrow.
So let's pick off a few of these if we could, please, Jeffrey. Let's talk about, in no particular order, let's talk about Think Yes. Tell me what that means. Help us understand what your thought is there, please.
I wrote a book called The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. And it differs from positive attitude in that when something great happens to you, you don't scream positive. But when something great happens to you, you scream yes. And that's the thought process by which you have to enter a sale, thinking there's a positive anticipation, not just a positive attitude, that the person will buy from you. And if you walk in thinking that, you've got a way better situation on your hands than if you walk in thinking, boy, I sure hope they buy. You know, this is, you know, it's a tough sale. They're probably going to buy something based on rate or based on fee or based on price. Not good. Just not good. And thinking, yes, it doesn't, I'll give you a specific example of true story. I'm sitting around with my two granddaughters and a daughter, and we're eating breakfast over at the bagel place, and the food comes, and my oldest granddaughter spills her drink all over everything before we start eating. And she goes like this, first spill of the day.
How old is she?
She was 8 at the time. That's a yes attitude.
That's an awesome explanation of a yes attitude. Cool. So, but let me ask you this, because some of our listeners, you know, we work in a pretty hard industry. So some of our listeners listen to that and they say, Jeffrey, really? I can influence my advisors simply by having a yes attitude? Let me explain this.
There's no one thing that's going to influence that advisor. First of all, the advisor already knows everything, especially if he or she is from New York City.
Yes.
Second of all, well, it's true. So if you're from New York City and you're listening to this call, everything that I'm telling you today will just be a review. But the challenge really, and this is probably the biggest challenge that you have, Rob, is that there has to be an ability for people to encompass this as part of their process. If you don't think yes, how the hell are you ever going to get there?
Yeah, what a great
So it's all the other things that you do plus yes thinking. It's not one thing that's going to push you over the line. There's no one certain close. There's no one certain question. It's a combination of who you are and how you think and how the other person perceives you. If I perceive you as a jerk and you think you're a great guy, dude, you're a jerk.
You know, one of the things that you said in there, too, which is so important, because I get the calls, right? In our community, I get the calls, and people might be looking for that silver bullet. So what you just said there, another nugget to pull out of many, is, you know, this whole notion that we're kind of sniffing around for a silver wholesaling bullet. And There is none. We agree on that.
No, and let me tell you the worst guys in this whole program, whether you're an advisor or a wholesaler, is the people that have been doing it for more than 10 years. Those are the people that are certain they know why it's up, why it's down, why it will work, why it won't work, and they tell themselves the answer way before they ever ask the question or way before they ever enter the conversation. And it's not good. You have to walk in like you walked in your first day on the job, slap happy, rip-roaring, ready to go, full of energy. If you do that, people are going to wonder what the hell's wrong, and they will buy from you.
Asking lots of questions. It's kind of like, you know, you kind of innocence lost. You know, after 10 years, innocence lost, you're just kind of assuming that you know the route. If you stop assuming, maybe some other things happen.
Well, innocence lost carries a way bigger weight than that. But, the bottom, you know, it's the first day that somebody gives you a check and the check's no good.
Yeah.
That's innocence lost.
Let's talk about serve memorably. You know, our audience always hears me talking about MQ, memorability quotient. How do you stay out of the sea of sameness? Tell me what your messaging is under this notion of serve memorably, please.
I have always found, I use this mantra, find something personal and then do something memorable. Like, you may know that I collect vintage sports memorabilia, but are you going to send me a Richie Ashburn baseball? And the answer is probably not, because you don't even think about it. But I want something that affects me in the heart, not in the head. I don't want a pen with your name on it. I want a pen with my name on it. And that's the easiest way that I can explain it in terms of service. And I want you to look me in the eye. And I want you, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I just wrote about it. The best thanks you can give is thank yourself for who you're becoming, for who you are and who you're becoming, and become that passionate person one more time so you can actually give thanks to somebody else and they feel that you mean it. You know, if I get a card from you, a Thanksgiving card or a Christmas card, and it's one of those glossy, you know, foil-stamped cards, and all it has in it is your company's name, you know, with best wishes or with sincere wishes, I ripped that puppy up. Mm-hmm. Why am I putting that on? Why isn't my name in there? Why haven't you put Dear Jeffrey in there? Why didn't you sign it, you know, with respect, Rob, or thanks for your business, or I appreciate your business, Rob. Why don't you do that? And the answer is because they don't get it. They think that they're doing the perfunctory thing like they've been doing it for years, and you fight against your competitor, and you wish they were dead, but you know what? They wish you were dead. And they're out there right now in a meeting figuring out how to kick your ass.
Wholesale, are you listening? How much of this stuff is resonating? Because this is reinforcement from a big name with a big voice of stuff that we talk about all the time.
But here's the deal. Everything that I teach, I demand that they learn until they repeat it, or repeat it enough until they master it. You can't learn a song by hearing it one time. You got to hear it 10 times, and finally you can, after the 5th time you can sing along, but after the 10th time you can sing it on your own.
Yes.
So one plug that I have, I have a channel, actually a platform, called Gitomer, my last name, Gitomer, and the letters VT, virtual training,
uh-huh.
GitomerVT.com. And on it are all 12 of my books, all of the webinars that I've done, and all kinds of sales information that anybody can access any time of the day for $29 a month. And that's better than anything I can offer anybody.
Jeffrey,
you don't have to buy my book. You can just download it to your iPad or your iPhone.
Is that on the training's
on demand these days, not you know, just in time.
Sure. Is that on the Lightspeed VT platform?
It is.
Yeah, so wholesalers, if you haven't experienced it, go check it out. Jeffrey's on there. You may recall we've spoken in the past with Shep Hyken, and he's on there. It's a great way. It's a great way for you to get a body of knowledge from recognized experts that we speak to and others, of course.
The one thing that I would recommend immediately, Rob, I wrote a book called The Little Teal Book of Trust,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about becoming a trusted advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of your guys, every one of your wholesalers, and every one of your retailers seeks to become a trusted advisor to the person that they're serving. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that is to earn it slowly over time. If somebody says, trust me, in a phone conversation or face-to-face, I immediately walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Trust ain't something that you ask for. Trust is something that you earn.
Yep, absolutely.
And that book is up on Gitomer VT, and I'm telling you, that's worth the price of admission.
Awesome.
If they only learn how to become a trusted advisor, they're going to win.
Let's talk about one more, because this
sure.
one is also important, because we talk about creating your peerless value proposition. You talk about build your own brand. They're analogous. Tell us more about your thoughts on branding, please.
Let's assume one of my customers is Coca-Cola. As a salesperson, you can walk in and push the can in front of you, or you can walk in and have the can behind you. It's all about who knows you. What are you known as? What are you known for? What's your image? What's your Google image? And what is your social image? If you're a salesperson and you call me on the phone, I'm not going to Google your brand. I'm not going to Google your company. I'm going to Google you. And if you have no brand built, if you don't have a blog, if you don't have a YouTube channel, if you don't have a Twitter account that's got at least 500 followers, if you don't have a LinkedIn account with more than 500 connections, if you don't have a Facebook business page with at least 1,000 people, you're not in this world.
So
if you're not blogging every day, you're not in this world.
So we have
this world, and I'm 67 years old, and I only have I think 68,000 Twitter followers, but I'm working on it.
Sure. So we have to put qualifiers on that for our community because we're in a very compliance-heavy community.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? I understand that. But if you use Ace of Sales, ACEOFSALES.com.
Uh-huh.
If you go to aceofsales.com and sign up for their software, there's a compliance tool that automatically happens with it. And
sure.
it'll notify anybody in any department that you want, is this compliant or not?
Awesome.
Compliance is a bogus issue for people not getting up off of their ass.
So we've talked
and
about...
And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
I understand. So we've talked...
They sit in a hole going, well, you know, we're highly regulated. No, your industry is highly regulated. You're still a free person. And if you go out and don't talk about your product or your company, you can say pretty much anything you want in this world. Still, it's America.
Agreed. So, Jeffrey, we've talked about attracting willing buyers, actually, we haven't yet talked about attracting willing buyers. Give us the high level on that, if you would, please.
Sure. Why would I buy from you? What are the reasons that I would buy from you? I've made 2,200 speeches over the course of the last 20 years, made no sales calls. Everyone who wants to buy something or everyone who wants to hire me as a speaker, I didn't call you, did I, Rob?
Nope, I called you.
Right, we don't call anybody. And the reason is I put enough valuable information out into the marketplace, and this is my marketing mantra. I put myself in front of people that can say yes to me, and I deliver value first. I don't make an offer to anybody. I deliver value first. Not added value, not value add. But when I put that information out there, people search it now. They can find it now. They can find it, and then they find me, and then they call me, and then they give me money.
Awesome.
I go to, you know, while you're watching television, I'm writing. Now, I've only been writing for 20 years, so I don't really know if it's happening yet or not. But I'm going to write another 20 years, and then that's going to be it. I'm going to quit.
That's it. At 87, you're drawing the line?
Bingo.
All right.
I'm
going
to retire to Paris.
There you go. There's the goal right in front of you.
Yep.
Jeffrey Gitomer, we talked about attracting willing buyers. Think yes, serve memorably, build your own brand. You told us about the Little Teal Book of Trust. We referenced the Little Red Book of Selling. We also talked about Gitomer VT. That's at Lightspeed VT. Wholesalers, a unbelievable compendium of information, merely scratching the surface and only a scratch. Jeffrey Gitomer, we are sincerely delighted that you took a couple of minutes to be with us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My darn pleasure.
Wholesalers, come back again for our next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.